tell you a little story now. And I'm going to tell you this story right. I'm going to tell this story right. And I'm going to tell you why I'm going to tell this story right. Because today I walked out on stage for the first song and I saw a sign that I couldn't understand. From that guy. It said dinner in a movie 1-270 or something. So we played the song because I couldn't understand the sign. Oh, by the way, one little thing about signs. I'm veering off into the sign. But I will tell you one little thing about signs. If we start a song and you instantly hold up a sign for another song, that is the best way to not get your song caught. As for the record, going forward, he who signed to hold up a sign for a different song than the song, like that guy. The reason we're playing the song right now is because this guy held up a sign that doesn't make any sense whatsoever to me. And he's been holding it up all night while I'm playing it. Hang on, you gotta see what it's like. Says, poster nutbag the right way. Indicating that we've been doing it the wrong way all these years.
What does he mean by that?
What do you mean by that? I can't hear you. But you've been telling the story wrong.
It's all wrong.
No, for 30 years and you've been telling the story wrong.
We were there.
We were there when it happened.
Where were you?
We were there for the whole impetus of the whole thing.
Yeah, 30 years ago.
So, all right. It started, we all grew up together in Philly.
Yeah.
And we've been following you around for a long time, and we... So it started, we all toured together, and so we would all travel the country.
Oh, just in advance. Can
you get us some? Together. Did you see the yodeling? Yeah. Did you see the yodeling?
Yeah.
Mother,
yeah.
Daughter, mother, daughter.
How about that one? That was good, right?
But that's not part of it.
That's not real. That's not the real part.
So the story is, we were all traveling together. We started as tornado chasers, and we were all over the plain area, the plain states in the Midwest. Traveling looking for tornadoes.
We're traveling looking for tornadoes all over. And finally we see like a big whirlwind.
Like
a massive
whirlwind
tornado. It's building steam and just going around and around and around in a circle, right? A massive tornado.
And Katie here, she looked up in the sky.
I looked up in the
right
sky.
Right up there.
And right up there was the hotel that we had been staying at. It had been taken up into the sky.
Pulled from the ground.
It was a Best Eastern at that point. It had been a Best Western and was now a Best Eastern.
It turned into a Best Eastern.
And then out of that hotel came Al Gore. He was dressed like a sailor.
Yeah.
And he spoke to us. Do you remember what he said? He actually rapped.
Yes.
Al Gore rapped.
He rapped. Can we
Yeah.
No,
I remember.
You know it.
I remember Al Gore's rap. I remember that. It's like. Yeah. He said my name's Al Gore. Sweet up there.
Together. And we noticed
there was no more tornado.
The clouds had cleared.
The storm's gone.
Look at everybody. Can they tell it right? Or do I usually tell it right? Philly.
They were pulling our chain, yanking our chain.
I don't think we've ever seen this band before.
Mike, what'd you think of that?
I thought it was odd.
Mike speaks.
That was odd. Was it odd?
Yeah. And nobody got your attention. And I'll go back to the story. Some of you might notice how fun it is that Paige is talking so much in the story. I haven't heard much out of Mike, and he's the one we really want to hear from. Mike, why don't you tell him our true story?
There was this cat who went for a little walk in Chicago at 4 in the morning, and he ended up at the Kingston Mines. And ended up being called on the stage, except he didn't know music or English or stage or any of that. He just knew cat food and occasionally pissing on things. And it was the anger of the people in his household that caused him to go for a slight ennui that particular night, thinking he would take in some blues at the Kingston Mines. And he couldn't really relate with what was going on there, so he actually went across the street to Blues on Halsted. And that was a really bad scene because there was dog energy there. There were dog songs and actual, he just was out of there. And the good thing about that is he had a couple other cat friends who said, "You want to go check out something going on at Second City?" Which is exactly what the cab driver didn't understand when he was just saying stuff like that. So after a few different cab drivers, he managed to strike up a conversation with a feline one who did take him over to Second City. And even though he didn't understand English, he definitely could see that funny stuff was going on, which cats appreciate. And it seemed to be going pretty well until the main comedian came on stage who was totally canine. And he had an H on his sweatshirt. He said, "Oh, fuck, there's a dog here." He started to slowly inch his way backwards, one paw at a time, but the dog came off of the comedy stage and started chasing him into the back alley. When upon someone arched their back, what happened?
The right way.
posters so
dear. How about a goldfish?
Thank you. Second City for coming up here and being incredible good sports. We had dinner with them tonight, and they're the coolest, most amazing, funny, hilarious people we've ever met. We told them they had to come up on stage, and I want to give them a big hand for jumping up here. Guys, to Second City.